John the Baptist came saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." They came to him, to Jerusalem, Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Then came Jesus from Galilee to Jordan, to John, to be baptized by him. But John forbade him, saying, "I have need to be baptized by you, and you come to me?" Jesus said, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness." When he was coming out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descended like a dove and lighted upon him. A voice came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee and saw two brethren, Peter and Andrew, fishing. He said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They straightway left their nets and followed him. He also called James and John, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Jesus went to all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all sickness and disease among the people. His fame spread throughout all of Syria, and they brought people diseased, lame, blind, and lepers, and he healed them all. Jesus and his disciples went to a mountain, and he taught them. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men will persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for they persecuted the prophets who were before you. When you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think they will be heard by much speaking. Do not be therefore like them, for your Father knows what you have need of before you ask him. After this manner therefore pray: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet, Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore take no thought of what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or with what shall you be clothed. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew. They beat against that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does them not is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. That house fell, and great was the fall of it. When Jesus finished teaching, the crowds were amazed because he taught as one having authority. When evening came, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said to them, "They need not depart. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have but 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them hither to me." He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. They all ate and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. They that had eaten were about 5,000, besides women and children. At another time, Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. In Psalm 23 we read, "The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." For you are with me.